to the Donna and Steve show, which might be confusing because neither Donna nor Steve are here. I'm Brittany. We're here with Allie. We've got Mike. It's Bring Your Best Friend to Work Day, and I'm a little weirded out.
I brought Mike.
That was so painful. How dare you? I would leapfrog me to get to Mike if I were you.
For sure.
I would start planning that now. You may remember Allie used to work at 93X here, and then you were on a morning show in Chicago. We didn't really give your rundown. You do a lot of voiceover stuff now.
Yeah, I love it. I love voiceover so much. It's so fun. Because I used to want to be an actress when I was a little kid, and it's kind
but
of like
you weren't voice blonde, acting. So that was a problem.
But I what?
But you weren't blonde, so that was a problem. That's a 30 Rock joke.
Cute.
That's not even true. That's a dumb joke.
No, that's why I love voiceover is because you are graded on your talent, not on your looks at all. You know, so it's like, it's truly like, you know, very.
You like that. And then you do a lot of, you do it at home then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wild.
Studio at home.
That's wild to think about.
I mean, there's so many things that you can do now with technology. Like, it's come so far. Like, you don't even need to be in a studio. Like, I had engineers in like other states work on my studio.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So Allie and I are good friends. And after begging my taco, I was like, can I just bring my best friend to work? And they said,
we don't want that dirt here.
They said, we literally don't think about you, Brittany. You can do whatever you want. And I said, I love that for me.
Perfect. It's like when a kid is like, can John come over for dinner?
It's pretty much how
like,
it
went. Yeah, whatever.
They literally don't care.
Yeah.
Literally, Brittany, we haven't thought about you in 4 years. I'm like, perfect. Love that. All right. I feel like it's surprising me, all this information coming about The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock has this big bajillion dollar movie coming out soon. And there's all these details coming about how The Rock acts on set. And I thought maybe because he was marketed this way, I thought he was chill. I thought he was cool. I've always perceived him as not being the worst.
Yeah, no, he definitely has that nice guy persona.
Yeah.
He's always like, you know, taking pictures with kids and that kind of thing. Even when he was The Rock, my boyfriend got a picture with him at a mall when he was like 8.
Nice. Frame that. That's a frame.
Oh, it is framed and signed. Thank you.
What? Did he get signed then later?
No, he got a sign like that day. He got a picture and a signed.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all this news is coming out that, and it doesn't necessarily mean that he's a jerk, but I would have to say being late is such a trigger for me when people are late. Mm-hmm. I find like that to be a self-centered jerkish, but this is past the point of late.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out that The Rock likes to roll in 7 to 8 hours late. That's not late, you guys. That's
no
missing a day of work.
Yeah.
If I rolled in here, I was supposed to be here at 9 and got in here at 6 o'clock, you guys would say you missed your day of work.
Yeah, for sure.
There's like there's no talk around that. Mm-hmm. So that's coming out, and they're saying like a lot, they're hiding the fact that this movie's coming out late behind the writer's strike, but there's a lot of things that are also indicating that it's not just that, it's that he regularly didn't show up or was 8 hours late.
Prima donna.
Then this one is the one where I'm kind of all over the board on this. I'm ex-military, so like a part of me is fine with people peeing anywhere. But the part of me that remembers like I'm at work right now, like I shouldn't. If somebody peed in the parking lot, that would be jarring to say the least, right? Well, The Rock regularly likes to pee in a bottle and have his assistant then take that pee and get rid of it.
No.
But then also I was reading this whole thing that the casualness too that he will be walking from his trailer to set, go towards a wall and pee happens all the time. Like this has been reported throughout many movies he's on.
He's marking his territory.
Kind of, but also he's like, I'm too busy to pee.
Can't. Everyone wants to see this.
Whoa. Maybe. Like, but I walk the fence, because in my life, I have no problem with pee people, peeing outside. That's not
you
a big deal
no
to me.
You have problem with pee people.
Period.
Yeah. Period.
Put that on my gravestone.
She came, she peed.
She did not conquer. I have to say that, like, I have to then put on my work hat, right? Because, like, when we're up north, people pee outside all the time. In the military, people pee outside all the time.
Yeah.
But I have to think about the idea of me walking in, let's say with, I don't even want to say, I'll say I'm walking with Grant, and I say, 1 second, drop trow, pee, and then, like, continue on while having our conversation.
Uh-huh.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peeing in a bottle, having to take a warm bottle of pee as an assistant to a garbage is a bleak moment.
Yeah, I had to do a lot of crazy things when I worked as an assistant in LA. I never had to do anything like that.
What's the craziest thing you heard?
Oh, tell God.
Us. It's fine. Nobody's listening. Don't worry. It's just us.
Okay, so I
work. Girl dish.
I think probably the worst thing, and this is like why I quit, was because I had to go get prescription drugs that were very strong, like very strong sleeping pills for an artist that I really liked. And I knew that they were becoming addicted to it. And I had to go pick them up.
And you felt like that was a problem morally?
Yeah. And also, like, if something happened, I'm totally on the line for that. I'm making $30,000 a year. I'm not going to go down in some court case 3 years from now. Like, she delivered it. It's her fault, you know?
You're so good at thinking about stuff like that because I am dumb enough to just do it.
I get to go to Beverly Hills today.
Oh, my God. I get to go to CVS. Can I put...
hey, doctor. Can Cook I put a doctor.
Can I put a vitamin water on your card, too? Like, that would be my thought. Like,
is this the 3 month supply or the 6 months?
Yeah, we were promised 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't think about, but you've always had risk aversion.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been a risk aversion person.
Yeah.
And I mean,
ethics, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. See, that's what's hilarious. Like, I would not even think about that at all.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I have a task. I'll go do it. He let me drive his car.
Pet my head. I'm a happy puppy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I would be also in jail, I'm sure. I would not even think about that at all. And I probably, honestly, I would be so normalized to the rock peeing where I would be so normal with that. And you'd start off maybe with gloves, right? Because you start grabbing stuff with gloves.
What is that? That's an oven mitt. That's the pee oven mitt.
That's the pee oven mitt. You're not going to want to use that for your personal pan pizza.
I'm going to sell this on eBay.
I first would have a glove, and then I would get so normalized with it where I'd be like, I don't have time, and I just grab it.
It's like when you get a dog and you just like start picking up their dog poop all the time. It's like, whatever.
You saw me today. There was a piece of poop in my entryway, like a little piece of poop. It looked like it like got stuck to her robot's booty.
I noticed it last night, and I assumed that it was a twig or a stick or possibly a rock that had gotten moved inside by a child, a dog, whatever.
I appreciate your rose-colored glasses in my life.
And it didn't stink, and it was very small and round, so I just thought, oh, whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to criticize her on, like, something wrong in her house when she's letting me stay here, right?
Yeah.
And then this morning it was there, and I go, that's dog ass.
Yeah. And I was trying to kick it out, Mike, but my shoe kind of was like smashing it off. So I said,
oh, no. And you just got to pick it up.
Thank you. I just picked it up, chucked it.
With her bare hands.
Yeah, what? It's been there all night long. It's right? Kind of hardened by now.
Thank you.
It's cat life. I mean, I'm used to that. I wake up and there's usually that sitting outside somewhere on the floor.
Totally.
It's all good.
It was the easiest way. If I would have been dramatic, I could have gone all the way to the kitchen and got a napkin. But I just picked it up, chucked it outside as if it was, you know, any other object.
Dramatic or sanitary?
But then she started
yelling.
Did you
wash your hands after that?
Yes, I was just going to tell you this part. She started yelling, and I went to go shush because Gogo was still sleeping. And at that moment, I was like, my finger got way too close to my mouth. And then I go, now I'm grossing myself out. Because it's all right-hand dominant. You know, I'm not going to shush with my left hand. What am I?
That would really screw up your brain.
Like, I don't have that ambidextrousness going on. So I literally went from poop to almost touching my own lips to tell her not to wake up my child. And then I immediately went and washed my hands and made us coffee.
I didn't wake up your child.
You didn't. You woke up the part of my soul that had little life left. It's dead now because we have poop in our home.
Some bread. Oh, but about the rock, though, I just want to say this really quick.
Yeah.
I've heard other things about him. Like, I heard he was a problem on The Fast and the Furious. Like, I heard Vin Diesel hated him.
Yeah, but also, Yeah, tell me.
Well, no, it's really fun because everyone always assumed it was the Vin Diesel side.
Yes!
Now, the more these stories are coming out, people are like, you know what? Maybe The Rock's got some issues right now. And I will say, he's a busy dude. I mean, the guy is co-owner of a football league. He's got a $3.5 billion tequila. He's got a production company. He's now a member of the board of TKO, the team, the group that owns UFC and owns the WWE. So
Thank you.
Got a little bit of stuff happening right now.
Yeah. Are you rationalizing him peeing in bottles?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to.
He's a boy.
I think I'd be busy too.
Brittany, he is a boy our age, so he likes The Rock. Like every boy grew up on The Rock, and he can do no wrong, right?
You couldn't be more right that I thought it was Vin Diesel.
Yes.
I thought it was Vin Diesel, and now I'm starting to go, okay, I would also be weirded out if I was Vin Diesel and this guy goes, one second, turns around, pees in a bottle. And I can relate to this only because the guys that I was deployed with would always spit in bottles for chew.
Gross.
Oh my God, we're so over time. Okay, we'll be back. I want to hear about if you would let Bon Jovi cheat on you because, spoiler alert.
Shot through the heart.
I would. We'll be back here at My Talk 107.1.
Oh, hi, it's Donna for Energy Savers Fireplaces. I tell you what, they have been providing energy efficient heating solutions to keep your family comfy all year long. They've been doing this since 1976. They happen to be the highest rated 5-star review fireplace store in the area. And no project is too small. No project is too big. They also offer free in-home estimates. I was reading a testimonial from a customer named Barbara who said her experience with Energy Savers has been great from the first day she went into the showroom just to look at wood stoves through to every step of the install. She says they even notified me when a sale was going on that I was able to take advantage of before I purchased. She says, I love my new stove. I would highly recommend this company. I also have a friend, Mel, who just used Energy Savers Fireplaces and absolutely loves them. Here's what you should do. Go to EnergySaversFireplaces.com or stop by their showroom. They are located off Highway 36 in Oakdale.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The funny thing is the idea that there is a situation where you could have a gift card to Bachman's and Lululemon would be literally my perfect day. Oh, and you add food to that. At Arby's, and I know that's controversial. You guys, the call to Arby's on a daily basis for me is real. I don't answer the call often, but I love Arby's.
I loved Arby's as a kid, Brittany. I had all the colors of all the Christmas cups. Potato cakes were like kryptonite as a child.
Like Justin the other day, I was like, he's like, where do you want to go? And I go, you know what I want. And he says, fine, we can have Arby's. Like twice a year,
Do they still have 5 for 5s?
No.
Oh.
They have a 2 for 5 on these wrap things. Okay, but full disclosure, what I get is I'm low on iron. Look at me. I bruise easily.
Yeah.
So when you find out there's a place that has the meats and your body craves the meats.
Oh, yeah.
Can you blame that the call is strong to a place that literally has just roast beef in a sandwich?
Roast beef.
That's what I get. And I just get Arby's sauce, roast beef. That's it. Not even the cheese, because all I want is just to be. I don't care.
Was that all? Did you just hear my tummy growl?
Yeah.
I'm tasting my childhood right now.
You know where to go, girl.
Oh,
I can tell you.
I want the meat.
I know. I do too. We've talked about this quite a bit. John Bon Jovi. He had this documentary where he kind of alludes to cheating on his wife. He said that he got away with murder in the early days of his marriage to his wife, Dorothea Hurley.
Are we talking like the 80s?
Yeah. I mean, he's a literal rock star. He has three names. He's a rock star. He's still attractive, but if you look up young pictures of John Bon Jovi, we're going to do a hand check, is all I'm going to say. You're going to Google that, then we're going to hand check everybody. He's attractive.
Hang on, I just dropped something over here.
He's little, though, I hear. I hear he's quite little, which, fine. It's fine.
As a person?
Yeah, I didn't mean... You know me too well that I would never be alluding to the man's size of his junk. Like, as much as I want to
like
be...
little.
But, you know, his manly... I would... Uh-huh. He's short. Don't need no short. Short.
Don't want. No. I mean, this kind of is like earlier we were talking about like superstars being super tiny people.
Yeah. But I'm fine with that. I feel like he's got the hips that I go, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, this is before social media, before you could text and check in. Do you assume then that your rock star husband is going to cheat and do you just accept it? And I know that's a bad question. I know that in theory we can pretend to tap into that. Mm-hmm. But really use your imagination, people, and really think you're at home. You know this person's out and about. You know they're casually using drugs.
He didn't invite you on the road this time in Europe.
Yeah, you don't even want to go on the road at this point. You're like, I kind of want to chill.
Yeah.
Do you just accept the fact that John Bon Jovi is going to cheat on you?
Okay, here's the thing, Brittany.
Tell me.
I am a very jealous person.
You are.
Yeah.
Even with friendships.
Don't talk to Brittany. She's mine. I claimed her.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, I don't like the idea of like cheating at all. I hate it. But yeah. I will say this, and this is going to shock you that I'm saying it.
Okay.
I think if two people are in a marriage and they both agree that it's open, that's fine.
But here's the difference, though. You say open marriage. Uh-huh. She's in their hometown hanging out with like her like.
She gets to like hang out with the auto guy.
I actually think it's worse if she was cheating in the sense that it's going to be thrown back in their face. Mm-hmm. You'll never meet
you'll never see Svetlana from Prague.
No, you will never. That person will never enter your life again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're good at compartmentalizing, you might be able to just also forget about Svetlana or use her in a time that you need to, where I'm like, hey, I'm not going to move a lot tonight. So like, if you want to use your imagination, go tap into that.
Yeah.
But I can't stress enough that like, if you really do this thought exercise and you married John Bon Jovi in the height of his career. And again, stress enough. No, but like, are we chill with it? Like, because even if he doesn't cheat, don't you assume he cheats anyways? Like if you're at home, you kind of go, they're doing scandalous things. Maybe it's not even full on cheating. Maybe it's whatever.
I think if you're not there and you and people don't tell you about it, people that are like in the crew, in the band, whatever, they are told not to talk about it around you.
Yeah.
Like, so it's almost like it's not there.
I know. Isn't that bad?
Have you been cheated on?
I, not in a real relationship.
Okay.
I've been cheated on in like, we were a situationship and I wanted to be dramatic. So I told, like, I was like, I was cheated on. But the reality of it, when I look back.
It was eighth grade.
I don't even think, like, it was, first off, it was the military, so it gives you an idea.
Oh, no.
Like, who even cares?
Yeah.
Like, we were all drinking and having sex with each other.
You're just trying to save your life every day. Yeah.
No, it wasn't during a deployment. Oh. It was, like, National Guard, where there's a bunch of, you know, whatever.
It was your day
camp. Ripley vibes. Yeah. Tell me you didn't. Dare me to tell you you didn't.
Yeah.
But not in a serious, I've never been cheated on in a serious relationship.
You don't even, I've been cheated on and I had no idea. I had zero idea. I had someone tell me.
What was it, the lying aspect or like being blindsided? What one would hurt?
It didn't. Okay. Here's the thing. It didn't hurt a whole lot because I was already planning on breaking up with him.
That kind of worked out well.
I know. It was like a super easy way for me to be like, bye.
And if Justin cheated, I don't get me wrong. Like I would, it would actually take a chunk of my soul. Like, I think mm-hmm. I would walk away a different person. So mm-hmm. when I watch people change once they get cheated, I get that. It would change me as a person if mm-hmm. Justin cheated on me.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's where I'm at. But yeah. my relationships prior,
but nah. it's just easy to ignore it or not even think about it, is what I'm saying. Yeah. If it's not around you.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, John Bon Jovi, if you want, I'll let you cheat on me.
Yeah, you do it up. Give me that cash.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to compete as we're going to have to be enemies for this next round. We're going to be back with the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Call in if you want to be one of our contestants.
Hey, guys. Now would be a good time for me to tell you about Blaze Credit Union. I'm a member as well, Steve. Thank you. Blaze is a full-service financial institution, and they can help you with any type of financial product or service at any stage of life. They are all about service, and they really care about their members and the community. Steve is a member because he is financing his car through Blaze.
That's right, girl.
And I think I'm going to finance my car through Blaze once I find one. Anyway, they can help you with that as well. Spire and Highway had merged on January 1st, and that's why this new credit union is called Blaze. But they offer all the great stuff that they did before with over 250,000 members. They've been in the business since 1931. They offer free checking with a $100 minimum deposit, and then they'll give you $150 back. Find more today at blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You're listening to Don and Steve. JK, Don and Steve are not here. We've got Brittany, that's me. We got Allie. We got the Big Zamboni.
Honk, honk.
And we're going to have to go to college, but we got to clarify something first. With neither of them here, it gets a little confusing who's going to be who. And I've thought about this quite a bit.
You didn't have to think about it.
Why?
They decided.
They did not.
It was decided. And I'm not going to say it was a fight to the death, but they did. They were getting scrappy about who wanted who.
Oh, my God. Tell me. I'm so scared to ask. Who wanted who?
You, Brittany, will be representing Donna Valentine today.
Yes!
Allie, you will be representing Steve Patterson today.
Yeah! Is it because he has a winning record and he's not afraid to lose terribly?
He actually is losing right now. Oh. These wins are very important, especially this week, because there's a little more on the line. But I'll just leave it at that. You can let your imagination run wild on who was more passionate about having who.
Okay, I just need to take this moment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I apologize immensely.
See, here's the thing. Donna is my hashtag goal in life. I want to be just like Donna about every aspect. Like, I wish I could go back in time and buy more country or buy more cowboy girl shoes. So sorry. So I was going to accept the fact that I am more Steve-like.
Okay.
Because of my chaotic energy. And I'm told all the time, Brittany, you should never work with Steve. That would be an insane show. And it always is. So to get Donna, I hope they were both fighting for me, but a part of me feels like they were both fighting for Allie. And I'm fine with that
as well.
They're
probably both fighting for you because they know you.
Yeah, but like that's another problem. They know me. All right, let's go to college.
Let's play.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like Quiz Ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
It is time to play, and I mentioned the score. Donna actually does have the lead. 44 wins for Donna, 40 wins for Steve. This is a special month, and actually before we get to that, I will remind you that today the College of Pop Culture Knowledge is brought to you by 191 Virtual Academy. You can Google 191 Virtual Academy to learn more about supporting your child's passion and purpose. It's a special month because of course, we know what official month it is now. It's Musical Mayhem. Woo! That's right. If the two of you don't know, Musical Mayhem is the special offshoot, special themed month of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, where all month long, our theme is different genres of music. Now, we start things off every week as a different genre. So we've got hip-hop and R&B, rock, pop, country, and then miscellaneous week. This week, it's pop week.
Yes!
And so far, we've had pop of the 80s. Yeah. We've had pop of the 2010s.
Uh-huh.
Today,
2000s.
It's time for 2000s pop music. So today's trivia will all be about the pop music of the aughts. Are you two ready to play?
Fist pump.
I've literally never been more excited for anything because of the way you just ramped this up.
Well, I am so excited. This is bringing me back, too. I'm so excited.
And I will say that these questions maybe weren't necessarily created when you two were going to be hosting. So maybe you guys are just going to kill it and we're going to have to go to a tiebreaker. I don't know. We're going to find out because we've got a contestant on the line to try to play with us, and that is Jana. She's going to be playing with the two of you today.
Jana, how the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. I do have to say this. You sound really fit. You sound like a very...
Yeah. I did work out already today.
I could tell. I could tell. This is the point of the show where we try to get the listener on our side. So that's why I'm verbally attacking her.
Okay.
She's doing her best Steve impression right now.
You sound fit. You sound like my kind of gal. Also, I'm Team Donna, so like, more gal on gal power if you're into that. I am personally. Allie, what do you want to represent Steve in?
I mean, Steve's just a winner all around. He's good at everything he does.
Is he though? He's losing this game, so that's confusing.
Just by a very small amount.
Let's make that larger, right?
He's a professional through and through, and he's the smartest man I know.
I can tell that you've never worked with Steve.
All right, Jana, you heard their different attempts to get you to team with them. Well, who do you want to team with? You want to team with Brittany, who's representing Donna today, or Allie, who's representing Steve?
I'm going to go with Brittany.
Yes, right. Jana! We're going to be JB because we can't be the other way.
All right, Jana, you go on hold. Allie, you step outside, if you would, and we will play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I'll read the questions to Brittany. If Jana wants to change anything, she certainly can, and then we'll bring Allie back in and see how she does. Are you ready, Brittany?
I'm so ready.
Are you in there by yourself?
Mm-hmm. Okay. She left. Good. Let's talk about her. We don't even like her.
Let's play again. We're talking 2000s pop music. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's get it started with this first one. Will.i.am, Alicia Keys, and Luda appeared on three of this artist's decade-leading seven number one hits. So the artist that led the decade with seven number one hits, those three artists appeared on songs.
Pass.
This artist's 05 song, We Belong Together, spent a record 14 weeks at number one.
We Belong Together?
Yep.
It's Taylor Swift, but it's not because you belong with me. We belong together. No idea.
Don't hyperventilate when you find out that this female country star actually had the number one pop song of the year 2000.
Faith Hill.
Anything you like repeated?
Yeah, the first one.
All right. Will.i.am, Alicia Keys, and Luda appeared on three of this artist. All right. You got Jana on the line to help you out, so
Thank
don't worry.
God, Jana.
Jana, I'm going to read these same questions to you. Now, Brittany, you can't give any influence here. You just got to sit back and listen to Jana try to process it. We need some help here on these two, Jana. Let me read the first one for you. Will.i.am, Alicia Keys, and Ludacris appear on three of this artist's decade-leading seven number one hits. Any idea?
Britney Spears? You're
going to go with Britney Spears? Okay. Let's go to the second one. This artist's 05 song, We Belong Together, spent a record-tying 14 weeks at number one.
I think it's Mariah Carey.
You think that one's Mariah Carey? All right.
All right, I'll get Allie.
She's going to go with that. We'll put you back on hold, and we will grab Allie, see how she does. Again, it's Musical Mayhem. We're talking about pop music, and we're at the decade of the aughts this time around, 2000s.
Here I am.
And Allie's back, ready to play. Were you nervous when you were sitting out there waiting?
I was.
Did you ask anyone for advice?
No, I was looking up South Park, Barbara Streisand.
Mecca Streisand.
Yeah, Mecca Streisand.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. go. Not going to be helpful. Just okay.
Those from the 2000s.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So let's see how it goes. I was asking if you were asking for help, because that's what Steve would do. Steve walks out and then walks around to random people and says, what do you know about 2000s pop music, and hopes to get help. So I'm glad you didn't cheat like Steve.
No, I'm just, I have a weird sense of confidence that is like, is backed by nothing. So.
Love it. What we're looking for. All right, let's get it started again. We're talking about pop music of the 2000s. Are you ready, Allie?
Yes.
All right, let's get it started with this one. Will.i.am, Alicia Keys, and Ludacris appear on three of this artist's decade-leading 7 number one hits. So the artist who led the decade with 7 number one hits. You can pass if you want to come back to it.
Pass.
This artist's 05 song, We Belong Together, spent a record-tying 14 weeks at number one. Don't hyperventilate when you find out that this country female country star is actually the one with the number one pop song in the year 2000. Don't hyperventilate when you find out that this female country star had the number one pop song of the year 2000.
I want to say it's Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
Just breathe.
Ah, Faith Hill. No, well, no.
Is that fair?
Don't worry about it.
Let's run through the answers here. We're going to start with the first one. It's a little tougher than I said. Maybe I should have thrown in that it's a person we've seen quite recently, like maybe potentially at a big game. Will.i.am, Alicia Keys, and Ludacris appear on three of this artist's decade-leading number one hits.
Is it Usher? Usher? Yeah.
Yeah, Alicia Keys, of course, made an appearance at the Super Bowl, added Luda and Lil Jon. Will.i.am also on one of those tracks. He had 7 number one hits in the decade of the 2000s to lead all artists.
And we should have been reminded of that, because at the Super Bowl, we're like, yeah, I forgot. That was an amazing song.
Oh, I love Usher.
All right, let's move over to the second one. This artist's 05 song, We Belong Together, spent a record-tying 14 weeks at number one. Britney did not know it. Janet helped her out, though. It is indeed Mariah Carey. Yeah. You both got that one right.
Great job, Janet. Great job.
And that brings us to our final one. It all comes down to this. Don't hyperventilate when you find out that this female country star actually had the number one pop song of the year 2000. You got the clue, Brittany. Hyperventilate. You just need to relax and maybe breathe. Faith Hill.
Breathe.
The answer for that one. With that, Donna and Brittany get the win. Janet, of course,
good
as
job.
Well. Team Donna with the win.
Good job, Jana.
Jana, what are you going to do with that t-shirt?
I'll probably wear it to the state fair.
Nice.
It's
going to be a state fair 10.
You're going to be, 11 in my books, Jana. You're an 11 state fair, 11 in my books. Thank you so much, Jana. Congratulations. I can't wait to see you rocking that t-shirt in the Midway.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Hang tight. We'll get your information. You guys want to do a tiebreaker just for fun?
Yes. I can't believe you didn't give Mariah Carey.
I know. I kept getting stuck on You Belong With Me with Taylor Swift, because Mike and me are both Swifties, and so that one really...
We Belong Together. I like probably listened to that song yesterday.
I can sing it almost every word, but that was very... You're right. That was disappointing.
Please continue.
Sorry.
It was so good.
Great. No, it's okay.
All right, let's go ahead and do a tiebreaker here. Yell out your name when you think you know the answer to this one. I mentioned Mariah was 14 weeks at number one, and I mentioned that was a tie. This group was the other to hit 14 consecutive weeks at number one. They actually had the number one spot for 12 weeks and then dethroned themselves with a 14-week run. If you think really hard about it, I've got a feeling you can come up with the answer.
Brittany, that tonight's gonna be.
I want to say Black Eyed Peas.
That's correct. It's a Black Eyed Peas. Yeah, they actually were on the top. It's a crazy stat if you look at this. But for 12 weeks, they were on the top with Boom Boom Pow. And then they took themselves off the top of the charts for 14 weeks with I Got a Feeling. They were on the top of the charts for 36 straight weeks with those two songs.
Dang, was that like 2008 or
2009?
2009, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Black Eyed Peas were an entity, and I feel like we never talk about them enough, because they really did rule.
They were like a put-together group, right, by Interscope?
Were they?
I think so, because Fergie was in a different group. She was like in a girl group. Like a, you know how like they were trying to put together girl groups and boy groups in the early 2000s? Fergie was in a different group called like Orchid something, I think. Mm-hmm. And then like they liked the Black Eyed Peas, and they were like, we could just put her in there, you know?
Yeah. There's something about the Black Eyed Peas where you go, that song, no matter what sporting event I'm play at, if you play a Black Eyed Peas song, I will like ramp up to the point where I could steal a flat screen. Like, like the amount that gets me into mob mentality is visceral.
Yeah. Also, I always think,
come on, it literally gets in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And you punch in the air and you never do. And all of a sudden you're like,
Speaking of Fergie at sporting events.
Oh, yeah.
Let us never forget her national anthem rendition.
No. Tragic. Yeah. But hey, you can't be perfect all the time.
Okay, but you should be able to like carry a tune.
If you don't know the Fergalicious rap, you're lucky because you have a huge part of your brain that's not taken up by nonsense. Every time I come around, people run around. I was looking at me up and down, looking at my, huh? Like, and then continue. Like, that's taken up most of my, like, when I can't find my keys, I blame the Fergalicious rap that I learned in the 2000s.
Make them boys go loco. Yeah.
It's Fergalicious. All right, we'll be back. I promise no more Fergie talk. Why? I promise. It's almost banned at this point how much we've talked about Fergie.
Oh my God, I have a really good story about Fergie.
Fine, more Fergie here at My Talk 107.1. Like, it's rare I go...
Oh my God, thank you for finding that, Mike. Yeah, that was
thank
perfect.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
It's rare I go, I think I'm better than that. And Lori would disagree. We had a big talk that I think I'm a good singer. She does not. but here's the thing.
Brittany, believe them. Believe women. Okay. If someone tells you you're a bad singer, you believe them.
Especially
first
if it's
time.
Lori. She's the most honest person.
And you don't need other people to come up to you to tell you the same story.
I'll keep trying. Okay. And then I kept giving her different impressions. Like, I was like, I think I can do Shakira. And she's like, no, you can't.
Shakira's like,
honey, honey, honey. I feel like I can do a Spanish yodel.
She also was told that she was a terrible singer.
Thank you. So me and Shakira, it's like looking in a mirror. Thank you. Here's the thing I'll say about Fergie's national anthem. It's the perfect representation of how you like hormones after having a baby. That exactly embodied the highs and lows and confusing nature that you are going through at that moment in your life.
Oh, okay.
So I'll say that.
I thought you were referencing like how your voice gets higher.
No.
When you're pregnant and then it goes back down.
No, I'm literally telling you like her, I don't know where I'm at. Yeah. It's like, I go, I was on that emotional roller coaster once. I remember that. So
I thought you were saying that's the sounds you make while you're actually delivering said baby.
That too. That too.
Yeah, no, I wish they're edited for viewers. It was like that, but lots more.
Side note, Lauryn Hill, her amazing album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, she recorded that when she was pregnant, so her voice was going, like, super, super high, and then she had her baby, and she was never able to, like, reach those heights again. Yeah,
I should have really pushed for a radio career while pregnant then, because a big complaint I get from...
Is that you sound like a man?
I sound like a teenage boy about to go through puberty. And once you hear that, you go, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I know.
Also, the awkward level is there.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the stumbling.
Like,
and being
like, look at people in the eye.
Yeah, totally. Exactly.
And you want to talk about wrestling all the time?
Hair in new places. All of the things.
Mm-hmm.
So give us your Fergie story. We decided as a show.
As a group.
Me and Mike voted that we actually are interested in more Fergie.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I used to work in Los Angeles for just 2 years. I took a break from radio for 2 years and I thought I wanted to work with bands. And one of my friends worked at a big record label and she worked with Fergie for a half a second.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going with her to Paris, France, and my friend could speak French. So she was like assigned to her.
Yeah.
And as they were getting on the plane before they went through security, they were in the limo at the airport at LAX and Fergie popped some drugs in her special womanly place.
Her woman pocket?
Some weed, not like hard drugs, just weed. It's legal now, it's fine.
Like, is it like rolled up or was it like a bag of weed?
It was just like rolled up.
Okay.
Just one or two, just so she could have it when she got to the hotel. They wouldn't have to like search around for it. Cause that was always a problem when you worked.
Free roaming in her or did she have it in a container?
It was in a plastic bag.
That is actually a very important fact because it blows my mind that it could be stored at any amount of time. Mm-hmm. They're free roaming.
Yeah. And it wasn't like one of those Ziploc bags that you had like your sandwich in. It was like one of those cheaper ones.
Yeah.
You
know, like
that
without the edges.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we used to get those at Cubs without the edge, you could fold over the side.
Yeah.
That's pretty clutch.
Mm-hmm. It was that kind of baggy.
I do think that's insane, but
also she went through security like knowing she could get caught.
Listen, the amount of panic I have thinking that when I go through security that I maybe for some reason have a giant knife in my bag, even though I've literally never in my normal life carried a knife. I'm like, well, what if I took that? Was that a deployment bag? What if I have a big knife in there? Like, so the idea of me carrying weed up inside of me while going through security, I could never.
No.
I could never.
No, it's like locked up abroad. I could only watch two episodes back to back before I would just lose my mind from like freaking out for these people.
These intrusive thoughts that happen when you travel.
Just screaming at them like, don't take that. It's full of, you know, like you're like, oh. Oh, man.
Fergie, good on you. But I mean, also the commitment level, that's there.
I'm sure someone at the Ritz-Carlton could like find a blunt for you.
That's
you
true. Know? It's not, I imagine you have people, like that kind of blows my mind, but she's doing it herself. Here we've got The Rock out there making his assistant carry pee bottles. And we've got a legend queen, Boss B, who's taking weed and putting it in her lady parts.
Fergalicious part, yeah.
Yeah. Fergalicious. But you should be suspicious.
Security was not. They let her go through.
If it was free roaming, I do wonder if that would seep into your skin and...
Oh, like in high school when girls would soak tampons in vodka?
Literally, that never happened. Did that happen at your school?
I went to Burnsville.
So, did that happen there? Honestly, did that happen there?
Yeah.
What? Did it? Because that's like a joke.
We're idiot kids.
That's a joke on 30 Rock as well. Again, I reference 30 Rock too often. But Jenna Maloney is like, they were asking why she's acting weird. And she goes, no, I quit soaking my tampons in vodka. And I never thought it was an actual thing that anybody did.
The kids, yeah.
Does it work?
Not a lot. I mean, I'm sure this is what happened. Like probably one kid did it and then... It didn't work out so well. And
kid
then,
but female everybody or talked kid to, male? This is an important
female,
factor.
Female. Okay. Yeah.
Because
it probably didn't work out so well. And then just, but of course the rumor of it just like kept going around and around.
Yeah.
You don't do that twice, I can't imagine.
No.
Like the first time you're like, I immediately regret this decision.
Can you imagine?
Unless if it really worked well.
Well.
Can you imagine the hangover from that?
Honestly. 151.
Well, Just the action of dipping it alone that would deter me.
What are you doing? Dipping my feminine napkin in.
Don't ever say feminine napkin. Literally, that's only for signs. You know that it's called a tampon. How dare you? You never. It's only ever been on a sign.
It's the wrap-up music. All right, guys.
On that note. Well, I really do want to talk about when we get back. Jessica Simpson has some advice for Britney Spears. And it's probably sound advice. Probably should take it. We'll be back. My Talk 107.1.